I want to speak to Gerry Kelly, who was referred to in that conversation from Sinn Féin. Gerry Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Has your leader, Mary Lou McDonald, scuppered the possibility of a fair process in the selecting of a new chief constable?
Absolutely not. I mean, I presume you have the script of what she said yesterday, and when she was asked a question about could you identify someone, she said, I have the answer, honestly, that no, I can't identify such a person.
But was it appropriate to answer it, as you say, honestly? Should a leading politician not have said, this is a time not to be talking about that because members of my party are involved in the selection process?
Frank, you can't, you know, we had a day yesterday where we met the Ombudsman, we met the Deputy Chief Constable, Temporary Deputy Chief Constable, and we met families, and we're just out of meeting with families, a highly emotional period. So, I mean, to not articulate the fact that the confidence within victims and survivors is zero, certainly within the nationalist community, and I would hazard a guess, very low in the rest of the victims' community right across the board, then that's the context that all of this is done in. So you can work out what may should have been said, what words may have been used and all of that there, but she was asked, could she identify? And frankly, she doesn't know any of the senior team. I, as it happens, do, but she doesn't know any of the senior team because I introduced her for the first time to them yesterday. But the context of this, and I have to say this very quickly, the context of this, because we're now arguing about what Muriel may or may not have meant, is that, you know, this is a lack of disclosure. It is described as significant and sensitive, huge amount of undercover surveillance. It has, after 27 years where the families of Ormer Road, the Ormer Road dead, were expecting to get a report. The Ombudsman is now forced, after seeing these files, is forced to put it back because there may be more information, or he assesses there's more information there that will affect his findings. And, you know, as the families themselves said, they were demoralized. Now, if this was an isolated incident, you could take maybe a slightly different view of it. But when you go back, as I'll give you a single example, in the Pat Finucane case, where Stevens came in. He was actually in Sea Park, where all these files are, by the way. His office was burnt down. He then finished his file, said he had seen everything, and this is the conclusion he came to. Judge Corey came in a few years later. He said he'd seen more than Stevens had, and he had seen everything, and this is his conclusion. And then years later, De Silva comes in and says he's seen more than both Corey and Stevens, and that he has seen it. So what the families are saying to us, and indeed saying to everyone, is when do we know, when can we have faith that we are getting at the whole truth here? Because this seems to be a culture or a systemic, either a failure or a deliberate issue of holding back, of refusing disclosure by the PSNI. So okay, there is a huge issue of confidence here.
Okay, you mentioned that Mary Lou McDonald doesn't personally know any of the top brass within the PSNI, and you said that you do, you know them, and you introduced them to her. Do you see anyone within the PSNI who would be a suitable candidate to be chief constable?
Well, let me say this, because I may be one of the people sitting on a panel, so for all the reasons that we're arguing about here, it's quite difficult, but I will go far as saying this, and you know, I have been a policing spokesman for quite some time. I am on the policing board with two other Sinn Féin members, and so let me be very adamant that anybody, including myself and Sinn Féin, who will be sitting on any panel to select, and it's more than the chief constable, by the way, there's a number of senior positions here, and they go through a panel, a selection panel, will act with absolute integrity, with objectivity, and on the basis of merit. And whether that is those applications are from within the PSNI or from outside it, that's exactly the way we will behave. And I can guarantee you of that, and I can guarantee you that for the other Sinn Féin members, and I would hope, by the way, for anyone else who sits on such a board. This is a public appointments process, so it is not as simple as that, as me giving my integrity. You can't just go in willy-nilly and make these choices. There is an oversight process. There's an independent person who sits over the panel as well.
But we're on the radio. You're possibly on the selection board. We're talking about it publicly. Your leader, the person who's the president of your party, has given public advice to you that there's no one within the PSNI who's a suitable candidate. She's entitled to an opinion, but she's expressed it publicly to someone who's on the selection board, to three members who's on the selection board, who she's got control of. She's advising you what to do, and yet, Noel, you're expecting the public to think that you'd be fair and balanced.
Well, first of all, you can't have it both ways. You can't say that she's entitled to make an opinion. And you
she's
know,
entitled
and,
to have an opinion.
Or make it, but
she made it at the wrong time.
But let me try and answer your question, right, Frank. So on the one hand, she made this comment after the contacts that I put forward to you, because there is a lack of confidence, a huge lack of confidence on the issue of legacy, and this is not new, okay? But she was not giving me advice, and she was not giving me policy. And she will not be on the panel. I will be on the panel, or I may be on the panel, or one of my colleagues may be on the panel. And in those circumstances, I guarantee you that it will be done with absolute objectivity and with only looking for a chief constable or whatever the senior officer may be in terms of someone who will be supportive of the community and will serve that community without fear or favour.
Does Sinn Féin still encourage young nationalists to join the PSNI?
Well, what we have always said is that we want the PSNI to be representative of the whole community. At this time, there's about 30%, just over 30%, which Patton has asked for. I worry that will decrease on the basis of the type of action which has been taken now, of refusal, or whatever the case may be. And the Ombudsman, by the way, has called for an independent review into this. And we asked the police yesterday, do they agree to that? And they said yes, so I look forward to that. And I think people will make up their minds on the basis of what comes out of things like that.
But if a young person from North Belfast, a young nationalist, came to you and said, I would like a career in the police, would you give me my blessing to join the current PSNI? Would you encourage him or her?
And I've always said that if anyone comes to me for assistance in how to go forward and how to apply and all that, I will give it and have give it. But I am not the person who makes that decision. And this is at the core of all of this, Frank. It's what the PSNI themselves do, makes up the minds of whether a person, any person, young or otherwise, will decide to try and have this for a career. And I have to say that in this long saga, because it is not an isolated incident, and just to understand what we're dealing with here, we're dealing with the possibility, in the first instance, of possible over 30 deaths by the killings by the UDA. And once the South African, because this could affect the whole South African weapons coming in here, you could talk about much more than 70 and on top of the 30. So this is huge stuff. And people will make up their mind on the basis of what way this is handled, not on the basis of what I would say or don't say. And of course, I have to say that's the right way to do it.
And finally, Mervyn Storey may be seeking legal advice in relation to the comments made by Mary Lou McDonald, because there are three members of Sinn Féin on the selection process. Is there a possibility that you may not be on that board when push comes to shove?
Well, frankly, no, I don't think so. But frankly, Mervyn can do whatever Mervyn decides to do. But if it gets that political, and we start looking to courts and legal advice, you know, this is some months after a court has said about his leader, Arlene Foster, that she was acting unlawfully by refusing to give the money to the Lord Chief Justice to deal with the legacy inquest. So do we need more legal advice on what to do there? I mean, that's not what's going to solve this problem. What's going to solve this problem is that the issue of disclosure, is that the issue of bringing forward the truth from the PSNI needs to change, so that people are getting not just the truth, but the full truth, and they have possession of these archives.
Okay, Gerry Kelly, thank you. There's the Sinn Féin perspective on it. Gerry Kelly, member of the policing board. 22 minutes to 10. Good morning to you. 0289 0333 105.